Hello and welcome to Turin's reviews of Transformers Animated. I just watched episode 4 of season 1, Home is Where the Spark Is. I gave a rave review to the first 3 episodes, which form the introduction movie. I was optimistic that the series would continue to impress me, and it does. We open with a Green Arrow ripoff robbing an armored car. Optimus captures him, then lets him escape, just so that we can see his fancy axe work and firing bolos out of his wrist power. Unfortunately, that results in the villain having time to blow up someone's car, so maybe next time, once Prime has hold of a bad guy, he should just keep hold of him. We find that Prowl has taken to the organic life on Earth and likes to meditate amongst it. Now, this actually makes sense. To a rational Cybertronian, organic life should be a thing of wonder precisely because they do not understand it or have experience with it. The Decepticons, however, and I'm referring to G1 here because we have hardly had any Decepticon characterization as of yet in this show, have massive egos and cannot accept things that are beyond their comprehension. Instead of learning about organic life and increasing their fund of knowledge, they choose to assume it's inferior and of no account. Thus, in an attempt to hide their weaknesses, even from themselves, they only serve to make it all the more apparent. How ironic. Back to the show at hand, Prowl is harassed by paparazzi, and so he flees back to the Autobots' secret lair, which they were given by Sari in the previous episode. And here's Bumblebee. I said last time how pleased I was that they didn't make him annoying. Well, I now have to eat those words. He was incredibly tiresome in this episode. Just a real punk. Especially to Prowl, and with no provocation. I hope that this theme doesn't continue. Next, we've got a scene with Sari and her magic key, which, as you recall, was used last episode to resurrect Optimus Prime from the dead in a genuine Deus Ex Machina. Haha. Here she uses it to enter her dad's forbidden workshop, but a side effect is that it resurrects Megatron's head. Can I just say that Megatron sounds awesome? The voice work here is really first rate. He sounds very scary, and he's just a head on a shelf. Imagine once he gets his body back, which I assume that he will. He already knows that Starscream betrayed him. I guess he's hooked up into a news feed, which actually makes him really dangerous, because he's going to have information that nobody knows that he has. He uses his limited manipulative tools to make a spy bot, which hitchhikes with Sari off to the Autobots' secret lair. So Sari is having, get this, a slumber party with the Autobots. Bumblebee is a jerk to Prowl some more, and then we're treated to the best comedy gag of the episode, Bulkhead trying to fit into Sari's sleeping bag. Amazingly, it doesn't get damaged, but that's obviously because in the animated universe, the humans have some pretty awesome technology stolen from Megatron. Megatron uses his spy bot to activate machinery in their lair to try and kill the Autobots. Personally, I would have tried to do a bit more recon, but he's an impulsive guy. The thing I like about this show so far is that the Autobots are actually kind of losers when it comes to fighting. They aren't warriors. They barely stood up to one Decepticon in the previous 3 episodes. So they are going to need to improve before they can get some harder-hitting villains. This is a good thing, however, because it means that there is room for growth. Here they make a rather pitiful showing against Earth technology, although, to be fair, it's probably based off of Cybertronian tech. Only Prowl has the brains to figure out that the machinery is using motion sensors. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't know about Megatron, so it ends up being up to Bumblebee to save the day. Best line of the episode goes to Bulkhead. When Prowl says that Bumblebee must use stillness, he says, "From Bumblebee? We're dead." Still, Bumblebee manages, and the rather unimpressive menace is over. Megatron's spybot gets captured, but Bulkhead accidentally scraps it. Whoops. Megatron vows revenge and plans on manipulating Sari's dad, presumably to get his own body. Dun dun dun. Overall, this was a good episode as far as character development goes, and since I'm kind of an old fogey, I like that in a show. The action wasn't the most exciting that there's been, but I really don't mind. It's probably not an episode to single out to go back and rewatch, but as part of the series, it fits in just fine. My favorite parts so far are all the scenes with Megatron. He's just so ominous. I hope that he maintains his coolness. See you next time.